Phone Boy Speaks, episode 381, NSA-less iPhone.
There has been a lot of sky is falling type reactions from folks about this news that apparently the NSA can spy on everything that you're doing on your iPhone. And, game over, who cares? we should all become Richard Stallman and not use anything commercial, whatever. It's not true at all. And of course, Apple has even gone so far as to issue a statement denying that they've ever worked with the NSA. And there's actually been a lot of other tech companies that are now starting to attempt to distance themselves from saying that they've worked with the NSA or want to work with the NSA, and they're going so far as to even call them malicious hackers, which that may be that you could argue that they are or they're not, but I'm not going to make a judgment call on that. But anyway, this is more of a statement about the sorry state of journalism, actually. And this is, this happens in the tech press. This happens in like the normal press. I mean, this is not new. And pretty much everybody has been echoing this message that the NSA has access to everything in your iPhone, and you might as well just be done with it. However, that is not the case. There's this confidential document that leaked out, of course, that talks about all of this. But if you dig through it, it says, well, if we get the iPhone and replace the software on it, then yes, we can leak the data out. We don't have a way to remotely inject this into things, which should tell you everything you need to know about it, right? Which is that, yeah, if you replace the software on your phone, you can pretty much do anything you want with it. I mean, that's why it's so tricky for, it's so tricky to do a software upgrade on a phone, because they want to do it securely and don't want to let anybody do it. I mean, if you've ever tried to jailbreak an iPhone, you realize that it's very difficult for you to go back to a specific software version on your iPhone, because Apple basically makes that impossible. And they have good reason for doing that. They want to make sure that people are on the latest releases and not getting owned by the NSA or anybody else for that matter. I mean, that's why they crack down so hard on jailbreaking. But again, the story that's been put out there that everybody keeps repeating is that the Apple's been working with the NSA, and everybody's, the NSA has access to everything. And the reality is they don't. If they can replace the software in your phone, of course they own everything that they can do. But how likely is that to happen? Well, not very likely. Again, a government replacing software on phones to capture all the data, that doesn't sound all that unreasonable. As far as capabilities, right? They have to get physical access to your phone, and if you give somebody physical access to your phone, it's game over, guys. I mean, come on, this is not that complicated. And of course, the message, that little detail got left out of a lot of the press reports, and you have to go back to the original documents and maybe one other account of this news story to find that key fact. So this is not a sky is falling moment, although, who knows? I mean, I think this could be just, psyops on the American populace to convince people that the NSA pretty much already has access to everything anyway. But the tech companies are, as I say, they're coming out against it. They're doing it for their own bottom line. They're not doing it necessarily to protect their customers, although that's what they're saying. So there's plenty of cynicism to go around on this. But as usual, our press just basically isn't doing a whole lot of work and finding out exactly what is actually happening. Is this really true? Everybody's just reporting the same sensationalist story that everybody else is, or leaving out the important details that let people find it for themselves, or misrepresenting clearly the facts. And so anyway, I'll put a link in the show notes to this Steve Wildstrom article that actually does 5 minutes of research and actually says, well, this isn't as big of a deal as everybody's making it out to be. And yes, the press really needs to step up their game. But unfortunately, this is why there's it's slow news around the Christmas holiday. It's because all the PR agencies are out of are on vacation, and they aren't giving everybody their talking points, and so they just don't do that's all it seems like people are doing these days. They're not doing their own research, and they're not doing if they're not doing basic stuff to verify that, that this is even correct. They're just taking what somebody else says and assuming it's true. And you know, on something important like this, you'd think that there would be a little bit more research, but I guess not.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.